Hey, this is Dan from Karate Cafe, and you are listening to the Practical Defense Podcast with Alex Haddix. Can you smell that? That's another batch of practical defense. Defense.
Welcome to the Practical Defense Podcast, where you'll learn practical approaches to staying safe in our increasingly dangerous urban environments. I'm your host, Alex Haddix. This is episode 194, Striking the Face. First, I'd like to thank Ross for his extremely generous donation to the podcast. It means a lot, and I greatly appreciate it. Thanks again, Ross. Next, as those that follow the show on Facebook and Twitter already know, my book, Practical Home Security, A Guide to Safer Urban Living, is now available in Dead Tree print version. You can find it right now on Amazon.com, and it should be available from other booksellers in the next few weeks. For those digitally inclined, the book is also available in Kindle and Nook editions. The Dead Tree edition is selling for $14.99, and the digital editions are $4.99. It's easy enough to find. Just search for my name. I've received quite a few inquiries about signed copies. And yes, I will be making autographed copies available from my website. I have my own copies ordered, and I'll let everyone know when the signed copies are ready. Right now, we're looking at the first week of December. You know, after all, we have to give those hamsters spinning the wheels time to crank them out. And with that, we'll be right back with our main topic.
The legal aftermath of using a gun in self-defense can be traumatic and expensive. Get help and peace of mind through the Armed Citizens Legal Defense Network. Network members receive much-needed financial and legal support right after a self-defense incident. They also receive education in the form of DVDs from some of the top names in the business, along with having access to a nationwide pool of attorneys. Learn about membership at www.armedcitizensnetwork.org.
Welcome back. All right. This week, we're looking at striking the face in a conflict and why it might not be a good idea. Now, I'm referring to empty-handed techniques while standing. Grappling or being prone, or for weapons involved, completely change the dynamics of the conflict. So, again, this consideration is for standing empty-handed techniques only. Plus, you know, every situation is different, and if the only target you have is the face and you need to strike, well, you have to do what you have to do. This episode will make you aware of some of the potential consequences. Most people don't understand that striking the head and face is quite risky. Take a moment to think about what's up there in your coconut. There's lots of bone, eyes, ears, nose, and teeth. The risk comes from damage to you, the striker, if you hit the wrong spot. The head's a moving target. We have unconscious reflexes built into our core being that protect our head, you know, especially our eyes. So striking a specific place on the head, a moving reactive target, is actually quite hard. The first risk comes from striking bone. You can break fingers, hand, and wrist if you hit the hard part of the head. If your hand and wrist alignment's off, you can easily incapacitate yourself. Let me put it this way. If you're untrained, don't even try. You are far more likely to hurt yourself than the attacker. Even if you're trained, it's challenging. Hitting a heavy bag with wrapped hands and gloves does not properly prepare you for hitting the head and face. Now, Jim Wagner loves using the hammerhead training tool, found at thehammerhead.com, to simulate hitting the head. This device has a hard skull simulator with facial features. The head is hard, lumpy, and bumpy. If you hit the wrong place, it's easy to crack knuckles, tear skin, and break parts of your hand, and the hammerhead helps simulate that. I sometimes take my Bob, the body opponent bag from Century, to work with the kids. They love it and think it's great fun. However, when I say, okay, hit the face, they don't like it because it's so bumpy and uneven. On a side note, I love my Bob. I dress him up in shirts, old military jacket, sunglasses, and hats. You know, Jim Wagner actually taught me this trick. It makes a huge difference in your training. It provides a much more realistic feel to striking than just a big, heavy leather bag. And I do recommend gloves. I have torn my knuckles on zippers far too many times. Which actually is a realistic consequence that you don't see in the dojo. Anyway, I digress. So back to the subject of striking the head and face.
Where was I?
Right, okay. So hitting the heavy bag with wraps and gloves is not adequate practice for striking the head. It's a great exercise and provides a bunch of other benefits, but not striking the face. For the unprepared and untrained, hitting the head can be as bad as punching a brick. Now, just to be clear, I'm not advocating that you go out and hit bricks with your bare hands. Don't be foolish. I've watched professional boxing matches end because one of the fighters broke his hand on his opponent's head. These were professionally trained and conditioned fighters with wrapped hands and gloves, and they still broke something when hitting the head. Well, how do you think you'd fare as an amateur with no equipment and preparation? Next, there are things potentially more dangerous than your attacker's thick skull. Teeth. If you strike the jaw area, you run a significant risk of cutting your hands and knuckles on his teeth. When I see someone with damage to his face, the first place I look are his hands to see if they're cut up. If they are, he was probably in a fight. Police also use this technique to identify people who were in fights, sometimes days after the fact. Your open wounds in his mouth expose you to the risk of infection and serious disease. We're talking about things like HIV/AIDS, hepatitis, tetanus, herpes, and other blood-borne diseases or nasties found in the human mouth. It's like letting him bite your hand. So between potentially incapacitating yourself and the risk of life-threatening diseases, you might want to focus your practice on other areas. For example, if you need to create space, a thrusting kick to the pelvis or center of mass might work well. If you really need to escape, taking out his knee with a low kick might give you an advantage when running away. Now, of course, always consider the appropriate response and use of force continuum when reacting to a threat or physical attack.
Gun Rights Radio Network has the best pro Second Amendment, pro gun rights podcast available on the net. The podcasts are absolutely free when subscribing using iTunes or Zoom Marketplace. Or if you want, you can just listen from the website. Make sure you visit gunrightsradio.com to subscribe. Podcasting freedom, one episode at a time.
Welcome back. So in summary, we have... In a standing, empty-handed confrontation, striking the head and face might not be such a good idea because you run the risk of breaking your fingers, hand, or wrist, incapacitating your hands, cutting your hands, and thus exposing yourself to disease and infection from your attacker's mouth. Consider other strikes that may not be as fancy or showy, but could be more effective and far less risky to you. That'll do it for this week. As always, you can follow my daily tips on Twitter and Facebook. On Twitter, I'm Practical Def, and Facebook is Practical Defense. I also invite you to check out my book on practical home security. It's currently available in DeadTree, commonly known as paperback, Kindle, and Nook editions. If you have any tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@alexaddicts.com. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware, stay safe.
You can now hear Gun Rights Radio Network while you're on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. On-demand news, talk, and more on your mobile phone. The latest episode is always available for you. No syncing needed and no memory or storage wasted. Available for your iPhone, Android phones, or your BlackBerry. Downloading is easy. Go to Stitcher.com or check out your app store. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. Gun Rights Radio Network shows can be found under Sources.
Practical Defense is a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network at gunrightsradio.com. And that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense podcast. For questions, commentary, and topic suggestions, send an email to podcast@alexaddicts.com. That's podcast@alexaddicts.com. And if you ever want to train with me, look me up on the web at alexaddicts.com.
Kevin MacLeod.
Hey, everybody. We are
Lady Antebellum.
Before every show, we practice. Gotta be prepared.
Exactly. And the American Red Cross wants us to be prepared, too. Prepared for disaster. This
world. Just take 3 steps to be Red Cross ready. Create a disaster supplies kit with water, food, and a first aid kit. Make a family communication plan and listen to local radio and TV reports to stay informed.
It's that simple. To learn more, visit redcross.org or contact your local Red Cross chapter today. Thank you so much.